Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ for Sunday, the 22nd of May, 2022. As many of you know, my name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, who bring you this broadcast. We gather for in-person worship at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings at our building at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. If you can't join us in person, then you can watch our live stream on either our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Words from Psalm 67. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let us pray. We gather to give thanks for God's great goodness and many blessings. We give thanks for the warmth of God's loving goodness towards His creation. We gather to celebrate God's great mercy towards all peoples and nations in His Son, Jesus Christ. We celebrate the generosity of His mercy towards vulnerable humanity. We gather with people throughout the world, assembled in church buildings, gathered by media outlets, or privately in their own homes, to praise the God who sets us free, whose favour shines upon us brighter than the sun's light. Lord our God, you are our Father, and through Jesus you are one with us, and by your Holy Spirit you dwell in the hearts of all who believe and trust in you. What a wonderful God you are, a blessed Trinity. Your goodness, beauty, and love are above us, surround us, and are within the hearts of all who've turned to you. We praise you for who you are. We praise you for what you do. We praise you for all you have given us. With all our strength, we offer you the gift of our praise. Lord of all mercy, we are heartsick over the ruin and desolation that sin has brought upon our world and amongst the nations. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on the families who have lost loved ones in the mass shooting in shopping malls and in churches, for those who lose their lives in the terror of war. Comfort them in their grief and show yourself to be the God of consolation that you are. You are the healer of broken hearts, and families and loved ones are utterly crushed by senseless tragedy. Draw all such to your side. How long, Lord, will humanity turn your glory into shame? How long will your people love delusions and seek false gods? Lord, we as a human race sin against you. We as individuals walk away from you. Forgive us, Lord. And help us to follow your teaching and to live a life that is pleasing to you, to find forgiveness and mercy in your Son Jesus, and a new life and a new beginning by the power of your Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. May his forgiveness set us at peace with himself and ourselves and with one another. Amen. A gospel reading from John's Gospel, chapter 14, and verse 23. Jesus said, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away and I am coming back to you.' If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe."
I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh yes, well, the morning is bright and the lamp
lion shall be down, down with the lamb. Oh, yes. Now the beast from the wild will be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature.
The world can give us very simple beauties. Did you see the lunar eclipse earlier this week as the moon fell into the shadow of the earth behind the sun? The vivid blood-red colours, perhaps. Last week I was on vacation in Nova Scotia and gazed at the wide expanse of the Atlantic Ocean, putting my hand in the cool, clear waters. What good things have you known? The feeling of a sweetheart's hand in yours? A strong cup of coffee before a day of work, the spontaneous hug of children, unsought, unbidden, the delight of a good literature, wholesome entertainment, worthwhile work, the kind of things that Psalm 67 spoke of at the beginning of this programme. But so often the world gives us trouble, the world gives us disappointment, the world gives us perhaps fleeting relationships with vulnerable people who hurt us or leave us. And we live our lives trying to give ourselves fully in relationships, perhaps only to see those relationships crumble and leave us feeling bitter and alone. We live in a world full of famine and war, of mass shootings at shopping malls, where racism and white supremacy stalk the land. We live with the sense that however we try and mend this hurting world, it will never be enough and will not make any difference. This world with all its fragile beauty leaves us feeling like the floor has fallen out from under us, feeling alone, numb, and helpless. And sometimes it's even worse because of our faith. If we believe that God is love, and so we should, that can simply amplify the pain of the world. Having faith in God's shepherding care and his loving direction can leave us more confused. In the reading from John's Gospel, it is after dinner in an upper room. The disciples are reclining, leaning on one another. Their freshly washed feet are propped up. They've had their Passover dinners before, but none like this. And the folks gathered in this upper room are a ragtag bunch who left everything to follow Jesus. They were fishermen and tax collectors and carpenters, but now they are followers, they're disciples of Jesus. And now, the one whom they trusted would be the fulfillment of all their hopes. Now he is leaving them. Their whole life, the past few years, has been consumed by following Jesus. He is their true north, their guide. Without him, they will be totally lost. And although it's an extraordinary moment, this night between Jesus' life and the beginning of his death, it's also quite ordinary. For the disciples are tasting one of the most human experiences possible. It is to be abandoned far before we feel we can handle it. Living in this world, we, like the disciples, face unimaginable trauma and loss, and then somehow must survive, must somehow continue to live and breathe, even when it feels impossible. And Jesus knows this when he looks at our lives. And Jesus knows this when he looks at the disciples gathered round him. And Jesus knows they will be filled with fear as they face the world. And yet he tells them, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." Jesus tells his huddled followers that he does not give as the world gives. He does not leave them the way they're used to being left. He leaves them with peace. He leaves them with the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth that God will send. This Spirit will do many things. The Spirit will teach the disciples everything and will remind them of all that Jesus has said. And the Spirit will bring to these disciples a peace that will allow them to untrouble their hearts. To a room of people who are about to watch their leader and their teacher be brutally murdered by a violent empire, peace must sound so foreign. But this is what Jesus gives them. And peace comes to us too. In the face of the trouble this world gives us, Jesus assures us that we will have peace, and he exhorts us to take heart. He offers peace to us, not so that we can find shelter from the world. He offers us peace that we might be able to enter even more deeply into the world, that we would have the courage to live fully and boldly as his disciples, keeping his command to love our neighbours as ourselves. And when everything around the disciples is crumbling, Jesus has equipped us to keep our faith. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid."
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you, or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. So help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it so. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Jesus, my soul's in.
Let us pray. Lord our God, the earth and all its people belong to you. As we come before you in prayer, we're painfully aware that the earth itself is at risk from the ways your people live on it and the conflicts we provoke among each other. We seek your healing and hope this day, for the earth and all its creatures, and for your people of every nation. God of healing and hope, we pray for peace with justice to emerge in war-torn lands, and in every place of conflict where power struggles put innocence at risk. We name before you the people and places on our hearts today. Send your spirit of wisdom and compassion to break open the hearts of leaders to work with each other, to protect the innocent and restore order for the well-being of all. May your ways of truth and justice prevail in every heart and every land. God of healing and hope, we know that this land we call home faces conflict and pain, and that communities can be divided by deep disagreements. We pray for healing and understanding to deepen between indigenous people and those who settled this land with no thought for those who already called it home. Protect those who face racist attitudes and actions in daily life, and restore dignity and hope to those who suffered injustice in a system that has benefited others. Open our hearts to build new relationships with each other as we grow closer as neighbors and friends. God of healing and hope, we pray for the renewal of your creation, for the protection of species at risk. By your Spirit, teach us to change our ways when they're harmful to the earth, and inspire our ingenuity to find solutions to problems that seem so vast. God of healing and hope, we pray for those who know sickness or pain, for all who live in grief, loneliness or anxiety, and all who find these uncertain times overwhelming in any way. And we remember before you those for whom we have a special concern this day. By your Spirit, surround each one of us with strength and love, and equip us to offer support for those whose lives are woven into ours. God of healing and hope, through Jesus, by your Spirit, you walk with us day by day to see us through every challenge. And so we claim the healing and hope he offers in the words he taught us, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
My Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand and covers me there. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.